Hi, my name is Katie Pace, and this is City Church Daily for Tuesday, March 23rd. I really like to know things. I hate being in the dark. I have always been curious, asking lots of questions so I can better understand what's going on in the world around me. In this journey with God, though, something I have begrudgingly had to come to terms with is that I won't get to know everything. In the grand scheme of how my life plays out, even my day, what's going to happen in the world next, whatever, there will be unknowns in this life. There will be mystery that I won't be able to solve. And that's irritating. But I'm beginning to accept that I won't have all the details. That my finite brain does not have the capacity to know all there is to know of an infinite God. But something I have found I can take refuge in is that there are aspects of God that show up again and again and again in the way he operates. One thing is for sure, God is consistently, constantly himself in whatever situation he is in. As a creative, the arts are a way that I have come to understand God a little bit better. Just as an author pens a story, a painter paints, or a musician composes a song, there are reoccurring themes for an artist, aspects of themselves that they weave through each piece they create. Themes of hope or heartbreak, themes of betrayal, maybe the way they tell a story or they paint with certain schemes or brushstrokes. You hear a song, you look at a painting, you read a phrase, and you know who it is. Reoccurring themes are fingerprints of artists and their work. It's the way they show up without explicitly doing so. But if you know them, you know them, and you know their work. God is the creator. All creativity, imagination, and artistry finds its origin in him. And just as human artists have reoccurring themes that they work with, so does God. In scripture, one of the reoccurring themes God uses, dare I say the most prominent one, is life from death. Life comes from death, beauty from ashes, joy from mourning, new from old, life from death. We see it woven throughout scripture, from Genesis to the book of Revelation. God shows up on the scene in Genesis 1, and in the midst of total chaos and void, he speaks, and life comes forth from light and begins to unfold all around. We see it woven throughout scripture, from Genesis to the book of Revelation. God shows up on the scene in Genesis 1, and in the midst of complete and total chaos and void, he speaks, and light comes forth, and life begins to unfold all around. We see it in the story of Joseph, how dying to all he knew and dreamed would be allowed God to raise him up to a position of authority in order to save his family from starvation and famine, ultimately saving the nation of Israel. We see it in the story of Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. Through the voice of the prophet, God speaks to the wide expanse filled with bones, and they come back together, take on flesh, and begin to breathe and rise as a mighty army. We see the theme of life coming from death in the story of Jairus' daughter, of Lazarus coming forth from the tomb after 3 days. And we see it as we celebrate Easter, with Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, rising from the grave 3 days later. We see it in the call of God to us to come and die to self, that we may rise to live in Christ. We see this theme in the nature God created, in the seed that falls into the ground and dies to itself in order to bring forth the plant that lies within it. We see it in the caterpillar dying to itself so that it may be revealed as an awe-inspiring butterfly. We see it in decomposing plants becoming a source of new life for other plants. Life from death. One of my favorite college professors once said that without Good Friday, there would never be Sunday morning. You can't have resurrection without sacrifice. In God, life will come from the death of what we sacrifice, of what we give to Him, of the material of our lives. This is not always a literal death. Sometimes death looks like the end of something, or of how you knew something to be, or of dying to your will, your way of doing things, and allowing God to have His way. Whatever you are facing, whatever season you are in, take heart. In times of confusion, where you don't have the full picture, and there are so many unknowns, don't forget who God is. He is God Almighty, infinite in wisdom and knowledge. He is not surprised by anything that comes and takes us off guard. But He is also Creator, the master artist, and He can take whatever material and create something beautiful and glorious that will leave the world in awe. He can take the broken pieces and make something new. He will bring beauty from ashes, joy from mourning, and He will bring life from death.
Thank you.